Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sechas Ksubas Perek Zayin Mishnah Ches Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnah is being learned Vischos Esther Bas Rachel. She should be zecher to find your zivug hagon bekar of mamish. And we continue talking about a woman who's discovered to have mumin. Now in the previous Mishnah we learned that when a man discovers that she has mumin, he can divorce her without giving her a ksuba. That's referring to mumin he discovers that she had before kiddushin. But what about if there's a suffix when these mumin were developed? So that's what this mission talks about. Mumin were discovered on her while she was still in her father's house, after kiddushin, but before nisuin. So avzar chlavi raya, shemishanus arsa naldu ba mumin halalu, her father's the one that has to bring a raya, that these mumin developed on her after erusin, nistach basadehu. And his field got flooded, meaning it's the husband's tough luck, because it was ready after kiddushin that these happened, so he has to stay married to her, and he can't divorce her without a ksuba. However, once she went to the husband, and only then they were discovered, the husband's one that has to bring a raya that before they got engaged, she already had these mumin, and the whole mekach, the whole kiddushin, was a mistake to begin with. That's our mayor's opinion. Now, when is all this said, meaning that he's able to claim that she has mumin and he could divorce her without having to give her a ksuba, that's only in mumin that are in a private place, meaning they're covered by her garments. Basically, a mum anywhere on her body, other than her face, hands, or feet, and that's because he couldn't possibly have known about this mum beforehand. Aval mum shebagali, but if the mum is in an open place, such as on her face, hands, or feet, in yachalitain, he can't taina, I didn't know she had these mumin. He should have seen them on her. And furthermore, v'miyash merchatz bais ha'ir, if there's a bathhouse in that city for women, af mum shebaseser in yachalitain, even if she has mumin in a private area that's covered by clothing, he's not able to say, I didn't know about them, because he could check her with his relatives. He could send one of his female relatives to the bathhouse to check to make sure that she doesn't have any mumin, and if he didn't do so, it's his fault. Or if he did do so, he obviously knew about the mumin, and he married her anyway, so he can't claim, she has mumin. Now moving on to Mishnah Tes, the Mishnah tells us, let's say the man developed a mum after marriage. We do not force him to divorce her, even if this is something that she doesn't like. Now, says, when was it said? That's only with small mumin, because we're able to say that they're really inconsequential and it's not a big deal to stay married to him. But if it's a large mum, for example, if he becomes blind or his hand gets cut off or he breaks his leg and he's not able to function properly, so then we could force him to divorce her if she doesn't like it. However, the Chachamim argue with him and they say that no, even if it's a big mum, still we don't force him to divorce her. Now we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud, continuing to talk about these mumin that a man has, and on to Parchas Mishnah Aleph, talking about something else. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.